official podcast of UKIRK WCU, bringing you all the good news you can possibly handle. I'm Noah McEntee, campus pastor and director of UKIRK WCU and Hillside Grind Coffee House Ministry. Up until now, you would have run into me in the coffee house, either behind the counter assisting our baristas or out talking to folks. We used to have regular Bible studies, and I had regular office hours there, but now all I go to my office for is to water my plants. I brought home all the little potted plants, but I have this great night-blooming cereus with these huge floppy leaves and long aerial roots that shoot out of it up to the ceiling. My wife tells me it looks great in my office. So great that I definitely should not bring it home. Home is where we're all spending a lot of time these days, and I thought it would be a guiding theme for this episode. I'm reminded first of Paul's letter to the Colossians, in which he writes the following in chapter 2. I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments, for though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. A lot of folks right now are feeling alone. Sure, you've got family or friends around you, but the regular patterns of life are disrupted, and the regular social interactions, even just those little encounters with strangers at the store or people you pass on the sidewalk, all those regular little encounters of others are missing right now. With me being a Presbyterian pastor and with Google reading all of my emails so that it can carefully cultivate an internet experience perfectly catered to me, I'm seeing a lot of articles and advice out there telling people to treat this quarantine as a time for spiritual retreat and recentering. For those that can do that, who have the space, the time, and the resources to do it, I encourage you to do that. But for the rest of us that are working from home and find a lot of this change to be harder and require more work and reinvention of all the ways that things get done, to all those folks, remember, you're a prisoner. Not in a bad way, stay with me here. Don't go to your coronavirus quarantine dark place. I mean that the thing that defines us right now and can seem like such a strain or such a burden has another side to it. Paul, who wrote with such pastoral and fatherly affection, was someone who spent a good deal of time being mistreated and even imprisoned. In prison, even in the deepest parts of the darkest prisons, Paul would sing hymns to pass the time and proclaim his faith. He was singing hymns when the earthquake liberated him from prison in Philippi, and yet his release was not a reason to run to the hills. Instead, he stood right there in the rubble and saw a chance to live out the gospel by sharing the message of true liberation with the jailer, who was on the brink of suicide because he thought he'd failed in his job. After being in prison so many times, Paul takes on the moniker, Prisoner for Christ Jesus. For some of you, this is a nice break from the norm. This is a chance for you to take a spiritual retreat or sign up for one of those free classes being offered right now online so you can finally learn to sing opera or watch the free live stream of Ken Burns' 37-hour-long documentary on baseball. If this is you, remember to stay in Scripture. Let the silence of this time be a space for you to listen to the Holy Spirit. But for some of you, this is a painful break from the norm. This is a time of isolation and anxiety, of grief and loss. And it can feel like it's never going to end, much like that Ken Burns documentary on baseball. If this is you, remember to stay in Scripture. You are not alone. You belong to Christ. And like Paul, you are a prisoner for Christ Jesus. Hear it from Paul as he writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. His own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. That's all for today. Keep the faith, stay positive, trust in the Lord, and do good out there, people. The music that you're listening to is from my friends Steve and Ezra, who formed a funky little band called The Histamines. Find their music online at Bandcamp.